not appreciate him. Let us thank the Lord for having brought us together in this third day of praying and fasting. Let us appreciate him. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Now, as usual, I will take a few minutes to keep us on the focus theme of today's prayer. Then, before we rise to pray. Today is the third day of the praying and fasting. And today, the theme is invoking supernatural speed. Invoking supernatural speed. We need supernatural speed in our lives. As a matter of fact, if you want to move by normal pace, there are so many things you will not be able to accomplish. But by the tool of supernatural speed, God can grant you strength in acceleration. Praise the Lord. One of God's system of operation available to man through the arsenals of grace, where he can be able to redeem time and wasted years, is called what? Supernatural speed. With supernatural speed in operation in our lives, we can redeem time and wasted years. It's possible, friends, we have a system of advantage. As a matter of fact, I've said time and again, as a Christian, you can't be disadvantaged if you know what to do. No matter how bad, no matter what has gone wrong in your life, as long as you're a Christian, if you know what to do and employ it to work, you can never, ever be disadvantaged. Read through the scripture. This is critical because sometimes in life, we can realize based on past prolonged distractions, delay and mistake, we have plunged into a condition where we lack time to fulfill our earthly mandate going by normal speed. Are you there? That was exactly what happened to Samson. It was through the means of supernatural speed that Samson was able to gain wasted years. Read through the scripture. The Bible tells us that in less than 5 hours, Samson slayed so many Philistines that those he slayed in his death were more than those he slayed when he was alive. What he did in 20 years of judging Israel, under 5 hours, he achieved more in it. In just 5 hours, pulling down those pillars, he slayed more Philistines, the scripture tells us, than those he has slayed in his lifetime. Friends, this is speed. This year, may God grant you speed. Amen. What you have achieved in years past, just this year alone, God will make you pass that record. Amen. I say God will make you pass that record. Amen. It was a tool of supernatural speed. If Samson was to keep moving by his normal pace, as a matter of fact, hope was gone. His eyes was taken from him. Now he wants to die. And he wished he would even die. And he said, let me die with the Philistines. But when God sent him grace, he was able to accomplish even more before he eventually died. I have said this time and again. There are some dead that are more alive than the living. Some dead that are more alive than the living. Some people who are dead, but they are making more impact in life than those who are alive. May that not be your portion. May your impact be felt in people around you and beyond. It was a tool of supernatural speed that helped Elisha to be able to outrun a chariot. The scripture says the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah, and he folded his mantle and he took off. And he outran a chariot. It's not normal. It was supernatural speed. It's not normal. Friends, if you don't operate in the dimension of supernatural speed, You can't recover wasted years. There are some of us here, even as I speak, there are years you have wasted. And many times you regret certain things you have done in the time past. And when you look at what is ahead of you, you still have a lot of grounds to cover. Then you need grace. And you need to ask God for supernatural speed. You need God to increase your pace. There are four things you need for divine speed. One, obedient heart. If you are going to encounter divine speed, you need what? Obedient heart. The Bible says, if you are willing and obedient. I've always said this time and again. More often than not, people are always willing. But where they have a problem is with being obedient. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Many people want to eat it. They are willing to eat it. But where their problem lies is that they have not been able to be obedient to divine instructions. You need an obedient heart if you are going to move in divine speed. Believe me, friends, if you are faster than God, you are in an error. If you are slower than God, you are also in error. You need to be at the pace God is moving. I have said this, that the worst place you can be in life is where God was. Many people are still at where God was. God has moved on, but they are still there. May that not be your portion. I say, may that not be your portion. The second thing you need for divine speed is a receptive ear. A receptive ear. Your ear must be open to receive signals from heaven. If you don't have a receptive ear, friends, there is no way you can operate in divine speed. You will still be at the pace where you are when God has moved on. Praise the Lord. It was God who told Abraham to bring his son and offer him for what? Sacrifice. And a time came when the same God said, don't offer him for sacrifice. Receptive ears. Receptive ears. What if Abraham had had the first instruction and never had the second one? Receptive ears. You must be ready to receive anytime God is speaking. Touch your ears and say, Lord, let my ears be open. You need your spiritual ears to be open so that you can hear the signals from heaven. Many times God sends us signal, but we are so undiscerning that we don't know what is happening around us. And that's why we don't enjoy speed. My sheep hears my voice. My sheep hears my voice. I've told you this time and again. God keeps speaking. God does not stop speaking. The problem is that we are not always tuned in. That's the problem. We are not always tuned in. Otherwise, God keeps speaking. He keeps sending us signals to direct us and to instruct us on where and how to go. But it's just that we are not always tuned in. And that's why you need a receptive ears in 2021. So that you can always pick every signal from heaven. The moment you tune onto a radio channel and you are listening to the radio and you are driving, a time will come when you stop listening to the broadcast. Am I right? Based on your movement and your distance, there's a place you get to, you won't be able to hear. The question is, has the radio channel stopped broadcasting? No. It's simply that you are out of coverage area. All you need to do is to position yourself at a place where you can receive the signal that is being broadcast. Today, many Christians are out of coverage area. And that's why they don't pick the sound from heaven. God signals them on something and they fall into that same thing. Just because God is speaking and they can't discern. There are so many ways God speaks. I shared it in my book, Discerning Direction. Some uncommon ways through which God speaks. Circumstances, a conscience, inner voice. If you are waiting to hear the audible voice of God, many people never hear such audible voice all their lives. But God keeps speaking. God does also speak through what? Circumstances. It was God that was signaling Samson when he was speaking through circumstances. Anytime Samson went to marry a Philistine woman or had anything to do with a Philistine woman, he entered trouble. God was speaking through circumstance. He entered trouble. Anytime he went to have anything to do with a Philistine woman, there was trouble he entered into. But Samson wouldn't understand these things. I said also that the fact that Delilah made a trial on everything Samson told her in deceit that was the secret of his strength was a clear indication that if he had told her the truth earlier, she would have ruined his life. But Samson didn't understand it. Tell me the secret of your strength. Samson said, if you tie my leg, I will be as weak as every other man. The babe tied his leg. He didn't understand what was happening. And she came to him and said, you did not tell me all your heart. How can you say you love me when you didn't tell me the secret of your strength? And Samson lied the second time. He said, if you tie my hand, I will be as weak as every other man. My own will finish. The babe tied his hand. He didn't understand the message. She pressed on him again. Said, tell me the secret of your strength. You have deceived me these two times. And Samson told her, if you tie my hair, I will be as weak as every other man. She came and tied his hair. He didn't understand the message. The same man foolishly now went and told her, if you cut my hair, I will be as weak as every other man. And she cut the hair. What other message or sermon do you need? The fact that she had made a trial on the ones you told her was lie is a clear indication. If she had the truth, she would have ruined your life. But Samson still told her the truth. Insensitivity. We can get so insensitive that we don't discern what is happening around us and would be unable to move in our lives with speed. May that not be your portion. We need an open eyes. Say, God, open my eyes. Come on, pray that prayer. Lord, open my spiritual eyes. Come on, pray louder. Lord, open my spiritual eyes. In 2021, my spiritual eyes will remain open. If you will move with speed in life, you need your eyes to be open. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? You need your eyes to be open. I think they said the fastest runner now is Bolt. What's that his name? Somebody Bolt. Austin Bolt, the fastest runner. But believe me, no matter how fast he can run, if he has to run in a place with his eyes covered, I will outrun him. Did you hear what I said? If he has to run with his eyes covered, I will reach before him. I will dare him. I will reach before him. Many of you can't move with speed because your spiritual eyes is covered. You have the strength. You have the capacity. But the devil has covered your spiritual eyes and you are slow in your movement. All because your eyes can't see. Light can decide the pace of your speed. The moment you don't have light with you, friends, you can't move fast. Believe me, when you wake up in the night and there is no light, you cannot move fast. You can't. You'll be moving slowly. But once there is light, you can't move fast without light. God will open your eyes this day. I say, God will open your eyes today. Many people can't see, and that's why they're not fast in life. They can't see. But the moment our spiritual eyes is open, we see the things around us, we can move at a faster pace. It takes the opening of our eyes. It takes light to help us naturally move faster. When there is light, you will move faster. And let me end with saying, we need a renewed mind. We need a renewed mind. If you are going to move fast in divine speed, you need what? a renewed mind, to be able to comprehend the fullness of the things the Lord has for you. Many times our mind is always our limitation because we don't believe. The scripture says, to him that believe, all things are possible. Your mind can limit your speed simply because you don't believe. It was a mind problem when Elijah came and said, by this time tomorrow, there shall be so much abundance. And he stated how much food will be sold. This was a time when there was just nothing. One man, the king's servant, on whom the king, that leaned on the king. The scripture says, the man questioned the prophecy. And he said, even if God opened windows in heaven, can this thing be? Even if God opens windows in heaven. And Elijah will look at him. He will say, you will see it. You will not partake of it. The man didn't even believe it was possible. Otherwise, he would have begun pleading for mercy. He never believed it could happen. He probably laughed and walked away. His mind couldn't comprehend it. Friends, don't try to figure out what God will do this year. Just believe. I don't know how God will do it. There may not be rain, there may not be dew, but believe me, there will be abundance. I don't want to figure it. I can't understand how God will bring it to pass. All I just do is believe what he has told me. You will see it come to pass. Elijah said, by this time tomorrow. The greatest problem that man had was simply because his mind could not figure out the possibility. If Elijah had said, by this time, in 3 months' time, there will be abundance, he would have believed that prophecy. Because based on time frame, he will be able to calculate something can happen in 3 months. But Elijah said, by this time tomorrow. Who can explain it? There is nothing today. Someone here will sleep without nothing and will wake with in abundance. There is someone, you don't know how it will happen. Just overnight, God will change your situation. Amen. Don't try to figure it out. By this time, tomorrow, unfortunately, when the supply came, 4 lepers got up, God had his way, they moved into the city, everything was empty. Nobody was there. And they gathered a whole lot. They went to report to the city. And the same man was sent to go and supervise the supply. And by the time he got there, right at the place where he saw it, he was trampled and he died there. Some of these things are spiritual programming. I've shared this with you before, spiritual programming. You can program things and they will happen spiritually. It was through prophetic words that Elijah programmed those things. He did it intentionally. He programmed something. The man intercepted. He said, you will see it. You will not partake of it. And all those things happened just that way. The man saw it. He couldn't go home with it. He died at the spot. If you understand the power in your tongue, you will be able to program what you want to see in your life this year. Let's rise to our feet. Divine speed. Divine speed. You need an obedient heart. If you are willing and obedient, many people wouldn't go far because they are not ready to obey instructions. They are not ready to obey instructions. I've told you this time and again, borrowing the words of Dr. Mike Modock, he said, the instructions you obey decides the future you will create. The instructions you obey decides the future you will create. You don't just decide your future by yourself. I've taught you this. You don't just decide your future by yourself. There are forces and factors that decide your future. One of them is the instructions you choose to obey. Even if you like, decide and say you are going to be successful, make every decision for yourself. If you don't obey the right instructions, you won't get there. These are laws. These are laws. There are instructions you must obey to arrive there. No matter how much you decide of what your future will be, if you don't obey the right instructions, you can't get there. You talk about strength of character. Your strength of character will decide how far you will go in life, how much of your dreams you will see come to pass. Because over time, you will realize that no matter how much you desire to succeed, there's a point to which you can't get to. Desire will leave you at the mercy of your character and your discipline. If you have not developed the required discipline to scale through, even if you like desire to succeed, you can't see success. Over time, the starting point is success. For success is desire. That's where it begins. You must have a desire. Desire is important. It's the starting point. But a time will come when desire will leave you at the mercy of discipline. How much discipline you have developed in yourself then decides how far you go. Friends, what discipline are we ready to develop this year? When I say spend time in prayers, you are developing a discipline that will help you engage your future. Can we just lift our voice and begin to talk to God this morning, or this evening rather? The next few minutes, take on personal prayers. Just open your mouth and begin to talk to God. This is 2021. We have been waiting for it. We have been desiring that 2020 goes. We have entered 2021. I need speed. I need speed. I don't know about you, but there are wasted years behind me. I don't know about you. There are time and seasons I need to cover. I need to redeem. There are time I need to redeem. And for me to be able to redeem those time, I need speed. If you don't have speed, any time you lost is gone. But when you have speed, it's a system of operation that God has made available to us so that we can be able to redeem time or be able to recover wasted years. Speed. Raise your voice and talk to God tonight. Raise your voice and talk to God. Raise your voice and pray. Speed, speed, speed. Can we begin to pray? Lord, help me to be obedient to every of your instruction. Help me to be obedient. This year, I will not disobey divine instructions. Help me to be obedient to every instruction you will give to me. Many times we are tied down because we have not obeyed past instruction. The Lord is asking you to do something and you are not ready to do it. And that's why you remain where you are. Help me, Lord. I need to obey every instruction. Some of you, the Lord will minister to you. Pray, pray, pray. Get up and pray. And you sleep all through the night. Some of you, the Lord will minister to you. Go out for evangelism. You know the covenant you have with God. You know the agreement you have cut with God. And the Lord will tell you, go do it. And you fail to do it. Disobedience, it limits your speed in life. Help me to be obedient. Oh God, every instruction, everything you will ask me to do this year, precious Lord, help me to stick to them. Every agreement and covenant I have entered with you, Lord, I will not violate anyone this year. Raise your voice and begin to pray. Talk to God tonight. Your speed will be decided by how much you obey instructions God has given to you. Your speed will be decided by how much you obey instructions that God has given to you. Help me, precious Lord. Every divine instruction, everything you have spoken to me concerning, every covenant and agreement I have entered with you, in 2021, there shall be no violation of them. In 2021, oh Lord, I will keep to those things. I will do everything you have asked me to do. Every influence of the enemy that deters us from standing out to fulfill instructions, we break that yoke tonight. In Jesus' precious name we pray. We are going to pray. Oh Lord, let my eyes be open. I told you, no matter how fast Austin Bolt is, if you cover his eyes, I will get there before him. Many people, their eyes is covered. And that's why they can't move fast in life. Oh Lord, forces are assigned to cover my eyes. I break that yoke tonight. Someone raise your voice up and say after me, oh Lord. Come on, say louder, oh Lord. This year, my eyes shall be open. Every force that wants to blind my spiritual eyes, I break that yoke this evening. In the name of Jesus, raise your voice and begin to pray. Every force from the pit of hell that wants to blind my spiritual eyes, oh God and my Father, every darkness around me, whatever wants to introduce darkness into my life to cause me not to see, I break that yoke tonight. In 2021, my eyes shall be receptive. My eyes shall be open. Every force from the pit of hell that wants to block my spiritual eyes, every force from the pit of hell that wants to cover my spiritual eyes, I break that yoke tonight. I break that yoke tonight. I break that yoke tonight. Every force from the pit of hell that wants to cover my spiritual eyes, someone raise your voice and pray. I take authority over them. My eyes shall be open. 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 Oh Lord, show me a hole in the wall. My eyes shall be open. Forces that want to keep my spiritual eyes closed, my eyes shall be open. My eyes shall be open. Every force from the pit of hell that wants to blind my spiritual eyes, every form of spiritual insensitivity, I break that yoke tonight. I break that yoke tonight. Spiritual insensitivity, I break that yoke tonight. My eyes shall be open. I will see beyond the normal. I will see beyond the usual. Oh God and my Father, I will see beyond the physical. My spiritual eyes shall be open. My spiritual eyes shall be open. Every force from the pit of hell that wants to blind my spiritual eyes, I take authority over them. I break that yoke. Every sin and entanglement that wants to close my spiritual eyes and make me see no more, precious Lord, tonight I raise my voice in the place of prayer. I decree those yokes are broken. Those yokes are broken. Those yokes are broken. Those yokes are broken. My eyes shall be open. I will see beyond the natural. 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 In Jesus' precious name we pray. In Ezekiel chapter 8 verse 7, let's look at that scripture verse very quickly. Ezekiel chapter 8 and verse number 7. Ezekiel chapter 8 verse 7. The Bible says, and he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Then said he unto me, son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I digged in the wall, behold, a door. And he said unto me, go in, and behold the wicked abominations that they do there. So I went in and saw. Somebody say, I went in and saw. Look at verse 11. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel. In the midst of them stood Jezaniah, the son of Sephani, with him, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Then said he unto me, son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chamber of his imagery? For they say, the Lord seeth us not. The Lord hath forsaken the earth. Then he said unto me, turn, hear thee again, and thou shalt see greater abominations they do. Friends, if your eyes are only open to see the natural, you can't move in supernatural speed. Your eyes must be able to see the supernatural. Ezekiel said, the Lord told me to look, and I looked, and I saw a hole in the wall. In the natural, it looked like a hole in the wall. But when he went into the supernatural, a door was opened unto him. Like a hole in the wall, but there was a door. And the scripture says he saw 70 ancient men. And God said, see what they do in the dark. May God open your eyes this year to see what happens in the dark. Many of us are where we are because we have not been able to contend with the things happening in the dark. We have not seen a hole in the wall. We have not contended with the things happening in the dark. And that's why we are where we are. 70 ancient men, evil men with incense. And the Lord says, see what they are doing. You're going to raise your voice tonight and pray. Whatever strange altar that is fueling my stagnation in life, sometimes because you have not seen it, you don't know. We marry the two prayer points that the Lord will open your eyes and show you a hole in the wall. Believe me, there's a hole God will show you in the wall that will turn your life around permanently. There are things you can see that will change the course of your movements and grant you speed. Every hidden thing in the dark happening around my life, around my family, around my business, oh God, open my eyes to see. Raise your voice. Let's take this first. Every hidden thing happening around my life, say after me, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
oh Lord.
Every hidden thing
happening around my life, around my business, around my family, open my eyes to see. Raise your voice and begin to pray. Open my eyes to see every hidden thing, every walk of darkness transpiring around my life, around my family, around my business. Oh God, open my eyes to see. In 2021, there will be no darkened area of my life, not my family, not my business. Every hidden thing around me, my eyes will see them. In 2021, everything that transpires in the dark, my eyes shall see them. I take authority against every oppression of darkness, every hidden things around my life. Open my eyes to see them. Open my eyes to see them. Open my eyes to see them. Enough of spiritual blindness. We can't go far being spiritually blind. We can't go far being spiritually blind. Open my eyes to see every hidden thing happening around my family. Every hidden thing responsible for my setback. Open my eyes to see as I lay my head tonight. By dreams, by revelation, open my eyes to see every hidden thing happening around me. I decree they shall stop. I decree an end to them. Ancient men supervising stagnation in my family. Ancient altars supervising stagnation in my ministry. I break that yoke tonight. Someone pray. Someone pray. Someone pray. Open my eyes to see them. Until your eyes are open to see the supernatural, you can't move in supernatural speed. The pace of your movement will be decided by the light you have. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Ancient men supervising stagnation in my life. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Some of you who are doing business, you think that when the market closes, that the market has closed. Sometimes you don't know that when it closes physically, certain markets open spiritually. The market has been closed physically, but business and transactions are going on spiritually in the same market. You don't see the people who come there to buy. You don't see them. You don't see them. Verse 11 says, I saw 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel. 70 men. We are going to pray. Ancient forces. Say after me, O Lord.
O Lord.
Every ancient force.
Every ancient
supervising stagnation in my life. In any area of my business. In my family. I cause them to die tonight. I cause them to die tonight. In the name of Jesus. Raise your voice and begin to pray. Ancient men, ancient altars, supervising stagnation, that no one will exceed a point, that no one will move beyond a particular distance. I decree tonight, their works are over.
Their works are over. I speak against you. Ancient men, I decree an end tonight. I decree an end tonight. Where no one has lifted his head, there my head will come up. The place no one has achieved in my family, there I will achieve it. In my community, in this nation, where no one has come to, oh God, I will ride there. I will arrive there. I will arrive there. I will arrive there. Ancient forces supervising stagnation in my life, tonight your work is gone. Tonight your works come to an end. Tonight your works come to an end. I decree speed. I decree speed. I decree speed. Someone raise your voice and pray. Wherever they are, we rise against them this night. We rise against them tonight. We rise against them tonight. Ancient forces supervising stagnation. Break, 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 break. Break, 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 break. Whatever is your hold over my life, whatever is your hold over my family, whatever is your hold over my business, break, 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 break. Tonight your work expires. Tonight your work expires. Tonight your work expires. Every evil work you are planting in my life, every evil work you are supervising around my family, every evil work you are supervising around my business, tonight your works come to an end. I command break. Makata barato sala patosek tehili. Jekato sila patondea. E la patusilata. Kete patosaladea. Rika patosele mande. Zekatondea. Enkato barata katosia. E la patosek tehili patosalata. Keta patosiada. E la manna mando shanayabadoseke. Keta patosek tehili. Rapata patosaladiga. Break your yokes tonight. Be broken tonight. Ratipa skupaha. Kete pasato repato satania. Enkato salapatondea. Masha kata paruskupa. Hila barukoto sandia. Mashkete petos. Ingabondo sikala badia. Mashekete kepa. Riparatu sitahala. Masende ketondea. Ingarabondo sikalapa. Ribala gadagado. Zekato sele paratosia. Indabana mando sektehili. Kibato salapatos kehete. Endo sanda batos sektehilia. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Say after me, every invisible chain in my leg. Come on, shout it louder. Every invisible chain on my leg. Break in the name of Jesus. God of Elijah, move me forward by fire. Raise your voice and begin to pray. Every invisible chain in my leg. Break in the name of Jesus. God of Elijah, move me forward by fire. Where I will not have achieved results I'll never have come to in the past 10 years. Oh God, as you moved Elijah, he overtook a chariot. As you moved Elijah, he overtook a chariot. As you moved Elijah, he overtook a chariot. Move me forward by fire. Results I would not have achieved naturally by my own strength. Results I would not have seen by my own strength in the next 20 years. Oh God, bring it to me in the next 2 weeks. My God and my Father, move me forward by fire. Someone raise your voice and pray. Raise your voice and pray. Every invisible chain around my leg, around my destiny, around my family, around my marriage, every invisible chain tying my business, break, break. Move me forward by fire. Invisible chain tying my dreams down. Invisible chain tying my marriage down. Invisible chain tying my conception down. Invisible chains tying my career down. Invisible chains tying my business down. Break! God of Elijah, move me forward by fire. Shakata patuseki. Rapatosa Lapatokea. He nakatose tehili. Zekatose palata. Maketo barada. In katosa lapatandea. Zekatose tehili. Keto barakatosia. In gabadagadosata. Keto sabtahandea. Masika leparatoskia. In 2021, I move forward by fire. In 2021, I move forward by fire. Invisible chains tying my health down. I move forward by fire. Break! In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Say after me, powers of delayed and denied blessings. Powers of delayed and denied blessings. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Come on, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Raise your voice and begin to pray. In 2021, your blessings will not be delayed. Your blessings will not be denied. Powers of delayed and denied blessings, catch fire over my life. Delayed and denied blessings. I will move with speed. I will move with speed. I will move with speed. Powers of delayed and denied blessings, I command you, catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Powers of delayed and denied blessing, catch fire. Every force that wants to delay and deny me of my blessings, every power that wants to delay or deny me of my blessings, in 2021, I command you to catch fire. I command you to catch fire. I command you to catch fire. Forces from the pit of hell that wants to delay or deny me my blessings, every of my blessings in 2021, they will locate me. Every of my blessings in 2021, they will locate me. I decrease speed. I decrease speed. I decrease speed. I decrease speed. What I have not achieved in years, I will achieve it in months. I will achieve it in weeks. I decrease speed. Powers of delayed and denied blessings, wherever you are coming from, I frustrate you tonight.
Catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. Be burnt, be burnt, be burnt. Be consumed like a chaff before the wind. Let them be blown away like a chaff before the wind. Let them be blown away like a chaff before the wind. Let them be blown away like a chaff before the wind. Let them be blown away like a chaff before the wind. Let them be blown away. In Jesus' precious name we pray. I decree this year you receive permanent blessings. I say you receive permanent blessings. Nothing will take from you what God has brought to you. As you receive it, it is permanent. It is permanent. There will be no abortion of dreams. There will be no abortion of destinies. In the name of Jesus. We're going to pray, oh God, arise and visit my life with permanent blessings. Permanent blessings. Anyone you get, it remains. It remains. Raise your voice and begin to pray. Visit my life with permanent blessings. Go, aye. It's not a go. When you hear go, aye, it's not a go. It hasn't entered. Permanent blessings. Permanent blessings. Permanent blessings. Permanent blessings. I will not miss my target this year. I will not miss my target this year. Visit my life with permanent blessing. Every almost near syndrome, almost successful syndrome, you are almost there, it slipped out. Not this year. You almost got that contract, it slipped out. Not this year. You almost did that business, you lost it. Not this year. Visit my life with permanent blessing. Visit my life with permanent blessing. Visit my family with permanent blessing. You got the job, you lost it. No, not this year. You took in, you lost a child. Not this year. Visit my life with permanent blessing. Visit my life with permanent blessings. Visit my life with permanent blessings. No blessing will slip out of my hand this year.
Almost success syndrome. I break that yoke. Not this year. Not this year. No business will slip through. Not this year. As I connect it, it works out. Oh God and my Father. Not this year. I break the force of blessings that are taken away from me. This year, permanent blessings. As they come, they stay. As they come, they stay. As they come, they stay. There shall be no reversal. As they come, they stay. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, I receive recovery of my wasted years. I receive recovery of my wasted years and redemption of my time. This year you will redeem your time. I said this year you will redeem your time. You will not experience spiritual go slow. Raise your voice and begin to pray. I receive recovery of my wasted years and redemption of my time. I receive recovery of my wasted years. The wasted years speaks of the past. Redeeming of the time speaks of the future. Even the years you have wasted, oh God, by divine mercy, by your grace, I receive recovery of my wasted years and redemption of my time. The few days left for me, the few years left for me, the days ahead of me, I receive redemption of my time. There shall be no spiritual go slow. There shall be no stagnation. I receive redemption of my time. Every force from the pit of hell that wants to stop me, every force from the pit of hell that wants to stagnate my dreams, every force from the pit of hell that wants to introduce spiritual go slow, I break that yoke tonight. Redemption of my time. Restoration of wasted years. Oh God, by divine mercy. Restoration of wasted years. You said I will restore to you the years that the canker worm, the locust, and the palmer worm has eaten. Restore to me the wasted years. Restore to me the wasted years. By the mystery of divine speed. Oh God, let my wasted years be restored. By the mystery of divine speed, let my wasted years be restored. By the mystery of divine speed, let my wasted years be restored. By the mystery of divine speed, let my wasted years be restored. By the mystery of divine speed, let my wasted years be restored. Let my wasted years be restored. Let my wasted years be restored. Let my time be redeemed. Restore to me the wasted years. The wasted years. The days ahead of me shall be redeemed. The years ahead of me shall be redeemed. The years ahead of me shall be redeemed. In Jesus' precious name we pray. The scripture says the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah, and he gathered his mantles. And the Bible says he outran Ahab at the entering in of Jezreel. The key was the hand of God. Oh Lord, let your hand never depart from my life this year. I decree the hand of God will permanently remain upon you. I say the hand of God will permanently remain upon you. The moment the hand of God came upon Elijah, that was the same hand his servant saw. He said, I see a hand in a cloud like the hand of a man. He never knew it was the hand of God. But the moment Ahab began to move, that same hand came and rested on Elijah. Oh God, rest your hand upon me. Let me go far in life. Raise your voice and begin to pray. Rest your hand upon me that I may go far in life. Rest your hand upon my business that business will excel. Let your hand never depart from me. Rest your hand upon me. The hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. Oh God, let your hand rest upon this church that we will go far in life. Let your hand rest upon our career that no man can stop it. Whatever the hand of God is upon is guaranteed of speed. Whatever the hand of God is upon cannot be stagnated. Whatever the hand of God is upon cannot be stopped. Let your hand be upon me. 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 It's never been heard that a man used beetle to put weight for a rolling big 911. It will crush and move on. Let your hand be upon me. Let your hand be upon me in 2021 and beyond. Let your hand be upon my business. Let your hand be upon my family so that I can go far in life. The moment the hand of God is upon you, you are guaranteed of speed and you will go far. Whatever is contending with your hand in my life, oh God, I surrender. Whatever is contending with your hand in my life, let your hand be upon my family. Let your hand be upon my business. Let your hand be upon my career. Let your hand be upon this church, upon everything that concerns me. Put your hands upon my ministry. Put your hands upon my family. Let your hand be upon me. Let your hand be upon me so that I will go far in life. When the hand of God is upon you, you are guaranteed of speed. When the hand of God is upon you, you are guaranteed of speed. When the hand of God is upon you, you are guaranteed of speed. Let your hand be upon me. Let your hand be upon me. Let your hand be upon me. Precious Lord, let your hand be upon my business. Let your hand be upon my family. Oh God, let your hand be upon my children. Father, nothing will limit them. Let your hand be upon my family. Nothing will stagnate us. Put your hand upon us. Put your hand upon us. Put your hand upon that career. Put your hand upon that vision. Oh God and my Father, that it will go far in life. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Let us lift our voice and begin to appreciate Him. Let's begin to thank Him. For thus far He has led us, answers to prayers. Give Him praise, give Him praise, give Him praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We cannot thank you enough. We cannot thank you enough. We appreciate you, Jesus. We appreciate you, Jesus. We cannot thank you enough. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. Speed. Speed. Redeeming the time and recovering wasted years. Redeeming the time and recovering wasted years. They will not see tears in their eyes. They will not see tears in their eyes because of the past. In the name of Jesus. The assignment they will fulfill. Precious Lord, like you granted Samson speed, that in less than 5 hours he accomplished what he couldn't do in 20 years. That in 5 hours he slay more Philistines than he had slain in 20 years of fighting them. 5 hours. Let speed be added to their lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. You may be seated.